The other night, we went to opening night, met the Chiefs and the 49ers. And Gordo, you caught up with a very famous Kansas City Chief.
Craig, I did. And before I play you that, I would like to tease both laterally and horizontally. Laterally, I would like to tell you that at 9:15 today, you can hear my exclusive interview with famous comedian Bert Kreischer.
Huh.
A lot of people have been asking me about that because they saw the picture that I tweeted out about with me and him. He's killing it these days.
That is so, a funny dude.
Yeah, that's at 9:15 today. And at 8:40 tomorrow, I have booked exclusively Johnny Pants and Don Marconioni.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Together. Okay. Together.
Okay.
So there you go. Lateral and horizontally. But yes, I did run into a very famous Kansas City Chief, Darian Kennard.
Ah, yes.
6'5", yes. 322 pounds of pure tackle. He's famous for a few reasons. One is because he's won multiple Super Bowls, and he talked with me exclusively.
You got time for sports?
I got a little bit of time.
I got some time for sports. This is your first year with the team, right?
Second year
with the team. So, y'all go to the Super Bowl last year?
Yep.
This is your second Super Bowl?
Yes, sir.
How many years you been in the league?
2 years.
God dang, you're like the most successful football player of all time then.
I got lucky, yeah.
You're 2 for 2. Now, I'm sure they have you guys on a pretty short leash this week, so you can't go out and party and do all that sort of thing. But have you ever been to Vegas before with your guys and stuff, hung out, and, like, gotten really crazy?
I don't know about crazy, but we definitely came out here, O-line group trip, and we had some fun, man, just enjoying it. And being the first year in the league, just kind of taking everything in, especially coming out here and hanging out with everybody and having fun.
Now, I would almost describe your look as you almost look like you're in disguise because you got the dark glasses, you got a beard, you got the long hair.
Try to.
Yeah. So it's like you could take off the hook-on beard and you'd look, no one could identify you.
I mean, they might say I'm Maui or something, but you know, right. I still get that a little bit, so I don't know if it really helped me at all.
All right, back to your crazy guys week in Vegas one time. Oh, did you guys ever think about going out to those brothels that are outside of town?
No, never. I mean, mostly it was just having us, enjoying each other's company and just having group bonding.
Just a sausage fest.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Just a little sword fighting and...
You know how it goes.
Yeah, you know.
The locker room, you know.
Hey, guys being guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Know?
Always.
That's
always.
What it is. Now, tell me about the necklace that you're wearing here. What's the medallion on this?
It's a cross. So I've always had my cross since college. I've worn it every game and... It's stuck with me through thick and thin, through the hard times of my life. And
a religious symbol to you?
Of course, yeah.
What?
Oh, that was it.
Okay, yeah. And then there's something else, though.
Yeah, Bushido Warrior. It's just something cool I picked up. We were out in, can't remember if it was Phoenix last year or Vegas, and we saw a shop. And they do, like, custom pieces, and they work with silver and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I went in there and saw it. They were like, some of the guys were like, this is your look, so you should get this. And I was like, all right, so I got it.
What kind of warrior?
A Bushido Warrior.
What does that mean?
It's a samurai warrior. It's like a samurai, so.
Are you Asian in nature?
No. I mean, I have a bunch of Asian.
So you're appropriating tattoos. That?
I guess. I mean, I have a bunch of Asian tattoos, and, I just enjoy the culture. I love their history, and I loved a lot of their, mythology behind things like that. So that's why I fell in love with that kind of thing. So,
what's your favorite Asian?
I'm big on the Japanese culture. I like their mythology with dragons and guardian lions, and I got multiple things on my arms. I got a yokai. It's a form of yokai. I got a short samurai sword. I got a...
What's yokai?
A yokai is like a spirit. It's a Japanese spirit, so they have a bunch of stories and things like that for different forms and types of spirits.
You have any shinigamis on you?
I don't have a shinigami, no.
Okay. Have you ever been over to Japan or China?
Never had the funds to until last 2 years, and last year was a little busy, so might this offseason, who knows.
Yeah, and what about the Asian women? Are you a fan of Asian women?
I'm a fan of a lot of women, but as of right now, I'm focused more on Super Bowl.
Oh, if you were to rank the women of the world, do you have any preference?
Me? No.
What a worker.
You know, honestly, being in college, didn't have a lot of experience with women. I was really focused on ball, and it's kind of how it stayed.
Man, college is the time where you're really supposed to experiment.
That's what they say, but I never got around to it, sadly.
What college did you go to? You went to...
The University of Kentucky.
They are the... Gamecocks?
No.
No, that's not right. Okay, so back to you. What kind of car you drive?
Me, I drive a Durango.
Can you drive a stick shift?
I cannot. No.
Ever want to learn? That's what you and the boys are doing when you're in Vegas that one week. No women.
I thought about it, but I grew up with a single mom, so she never knew stick, so I couldn't learn from anybody. My grandpa didn't drive stick. I mean, he did, but he was up there in age by the time I was old enough to drive, so I didn't learn stick shift.
How many siblings did you have?
None, unless you count dogs.
Only child?
Yeah.
I bet you your mother's favorite.
Oh, I hope so.
Is she going to be at the game?
She will. She will be here.
You got her tickets, or did you make her pay?
No, I'm not heartless, but I got it. She's going to be here. I got it.
Well, that's awesome. Well, I wish you luck, man. Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
So,
poor guy.
2 years in the league, practice squad, 2 Super Bowl rings.
That's the way to live right there.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Pretty good.
Yeah, but don't you sell those?
What? I mean, a practice squad player.
Yeah, and you can't.
No. You're part of the team.
Okay. But
you
George
practice,
Yost,
you yeah, put you in your work.
With them.
But even the most accomplished people in the world frequently battle imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
If I was a practice squatter, I think I would feel like weird about wearing a Super Bowl ring, and I'd be like, that's money better spent.
You're out there practice
else.
Every day just like everyone else.
But
you're lifting weights in the off season just like everybody
but
else.
To your point, if you
so
were,
you're saying that he deserves it just as much as Patrick Mahomes.
He's more valuable, but sometimes practice squatters get called up, and they've got to be ready to go.
But if on game day you're standing on the sideline in warm-ups.
Yeah. If you win a Super Bowl ring and you never broke a sweat.
You never suited out. You were just in warm-ups.
Out. Yes.
It'd be a little weird to wear that ring around.
I'm just saying.
Oh, just okay. Saying.
But,
okay.
If you're but just a saying, nice then. Guy, and we all root for Darian Kennard to get his second Super Bowl ring.
Yes. Absolutely.
Maybe the Super Bowl ring will help him pick up a woman.
Okay, yep. Daddy.
See, that's how Daddy thinks.
Gosh.
The angle. He's always
that's
looking at an
the
angle.
Daddy.